Please be seated. Grace and peace to you in the name of God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Our reading from Isaiah 40 has a lot of strong, clear, ringing proclamation. Comfort, comfort my people, says your God. Speak right to the heart of Jerusalem and cry to her. A voice crying in the wilderness, prepare the way of Yahweh. A voice saying, cry out. And I said, what shall I cry out? Get you up on a high mountain, O evangelist Zion. Lift up your voice with strength, O evangelist Jerusalem. Lift it up. Say to the cities of Judah, behold your God. So there's a certain irony in the fact that I have no voice this week, and here I am preaching on this text. But it is a text that God himself desires you to hear. In fact, he demands that you be given it to hear. Comfort, comfort my people, says your God. Advent means coming, arrival. This sweet time of year has come again, when the Holy Church prepares its heart to marvel and to rejoice in the coming of our God in Jesus Christ. Advent is such a beautiful, hopeful, joyful, comforting season. But the coming of God, the coming of Yahweh of hosts, the coming, the arrival of the Holy One of Israel, why is that good news? Why is that comfort? In our text, Isaiah preaches Advent. Israel's God is coming. Prepare a highway for him. Let the mountains and the valleys step aside, level themselves out before him, for he is coming. His glory will be uncovered and revealed. All flesh will see it. He will come with power as a ruler. Yahweh will return to Zion. But consider the people to whom Isaiah announces this advent, this coming of God. God is coming to Jerusalem. This news is for her inhabitants and for the surrounding people of Judah. Isaiah announces God's coming to a weak, unfaithful, failing and failed people. They are, as Isaiah himself has proclaimed, a sinful nation, a people laden with iniquity, offspring of evildoers, children who deal corruptly. They had been struck by the Assyrians, and yet they would continue to rebel against their God. Their whole head was sick, their whole heart faint. Even the most glorious among them, their kings, descendants of the line of David, had failed, withered, faded, and the whole house of David would fall. Warfare would engulf them. God himself had pronounced their doom. So why should the announcement that God is coming be good news? Why wouldn't the advent of the Holy One be the blackest terror in an already darkening future? Why wouldn't the arrival of Yahweh of hosts take place under a banner declaring the end of comfort? This is the marvel of Advent. That, as Isaiah declares, the coming of God to a weak and sinful people such as this, to a weak and sinful people such as us, is news of the greatest comfort. And why is this? Because of God's amazing love and mercy. Because of who our God is. And we have seen who he is in his coming, in his manger, in his miracles of help and healing, in his sin atoning cross, and in his mighty resurrection and reign. Here in Isaiah 40, God demands that his coming be heralded as comfort upon comfort. He calls sinners like you my people, and he describes himself as your God. He speaks of a road being prepared for his coming. Ain't no mountain high enough, ain't no valley low enough to keep him from coming to you. He is truly coming, he declares, to bring an end to warfare, an end to suffering, sin, and sorrow. He himself has provided plenteous forgiveness and atonement for your sin. He will reveal his glory to you. With your own eyes, you will see it. With his arm, with his might and power, he will take up his just rule over all things. And in his strong arm, he will gather you, his dear lambs, and set you in his lap forever. He will gently lead you. Why does this God come to such weak and wretched sinners with such strong love and tender comfort? That is the marvel of Advent. And what is this coming of God, this return of Yahweh to Zion that Isaiah speaks of? For the people of Judah and Jerusalem, this pointed first to the end of their exile and to their return from Babylon. But in the fullness of time, Isaiah's words speak of the coming of the Lord Jesus, who paid for our sins, who revealed God's glory. Jesus Christ, the mighty, tender arm of Yahweh, who rules over all things in love for you, who is mighty and tender to gather and to lead his people. And so, John the Baptist came, preparing his way, calling sinners to repentance and to comfort, heralding the coming of the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. And in our text, God invites all his people, the church, evangelist Zion, you and me, to lift up our voices in strength. Don't be afraid. Speak out, speak freely, speak in comfort. Speak to the heart of those around you. God has come. God has come in Jesus Christ. Take comfort. Share comfort. God has loved sinners in Jesus Christ. God has come to sinners in Jesus Christ. And Jesus Christ is coming again soon to reign in might and in tenderness forever. Amen.